Welcome to The V Word, and I'm your host today, Christy Albus, and I am talking with Dawn Harrison, and we are talking about the Women's March that was held, and I would like to ask you, what made you want to go to the Women's March? What did you feel? How did you feel the vibe, the energy, and what did you bring back from the Women's March?
I went to the Women's March primarily because I think we are at a critical juncture in our history, and that it was imperative that people who do not feel that Donald Trump's agenda is the way to go for America exercise their right to speak up. It really felt good to see the people that were there, the amount of people, what they were saying, the signs. Oh, there were so many great signs. I think I needed to be there for myself to see that there were others who felt the way I did.
A lot of the stuff that was going on in social media during that weekend was, well, why are they there? Mm-hmm. Why? What's the point? Right. They're just marching, holding signs. What's the big deal? So can you give us a little bit of perspective of really what was the point and what do we bring back from this march? It's over now. What can we do now?
I would hope that what we brought back from the march was a renewed sense of where we all stand and what we all believe. Sometimes you don't really know where you stand and what you believe until it's about to get taken away from you. So that's what I hope that we get out of this march. It's important to note that it was happening all over the country. It's been called the biggest protest in American history. If that doesn't make a statement to the new administration about where they need to go, I don't know what would. And so it would be a little bit disconcerting if they just kind of shrugged it off, because this is the American people talking directly to you. A majority of voters didn't vote for Donald Trump. And it was important that he understands that. He understands that there are millions and millions of people who are against what he's doing. He doesn't really have a mandate. To take us back to the dark ages, basically. There are times in history where you have to stand up and be counted. And this is one of those times. And I think one of the speakers at the march even said, America isn't its president. It's the people. And so to have the people come out all over the country and show their feelings in this way, in a very demonstrative way, was a statement that we will be remembering for years and years to come. It was important to be there, but it's maybe more important now to follow up on that. And how do we keep that spirit alive?
Absolutely. The V Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM and produced by Carol Olson. You can hear more shows on thevword.org. And to keep independent radio alive, volunteer or donate, go to WRIR.org. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Christine.